Well, news time 5:41. Mike Wilson filling in for Caleb Blake. So we got 59 degrees right now. Cloudy skies off the world famous Whoa Fire Escape. Joining us right now, Scott Wise. He's running for state senate. And Scott, welcome. I don't think we've had you on Fort Wayne's Morning News in at least a while, if not ever. So I wanted to welcome you to the program here.
Yeah, it's been a while. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. So and certainly with me hosting, I'm in for Kayla today. So I don't know you yet, but I'd like to get to know you, and I bet some of our audience would as well. So state senate race. These races are more impactful than one might think. And so you'd be representing, basically, I would say, if I'm characterizing the map, and keep me honest on this one, Scott, it's going to be basically West Allen County and then a good chunk or what, all of maybe Whitley County?
Yeah, it's all of Whitley County and then like a pie slice out of the western side of Allen County.
Okay, so not a bad characterization then. We're off to a good start. Let's talk about some of the issues. What are we looking at for that area? Because when I drive through like Whitley County, I see an enormous school building going up. Obviously, there's a lot of growth. This has got to be something that's on your mind, right?
Yeah, there is a lot of growth, and it's been growing for a while. But, you know, things have slowed a lot, and it's in large part due to the corruption in our federal government. It seems like whatever they could do to destroy us, it seems like they're actively pursuing it. So I think our states have to do a lot more to stand up and protect us, band together with federalism, and be a check on the federal government. I think that's really important.
Yeah, but we're talking about a state senate seat, right? So I mean, like, let's look at what's in the district in terms of what we've got to do, because you're not running for a federal office, you're running for a state office, right? So you're going to be representing us in Indianapolis, right? I mean, that's what the goal is.
Yeah, that's correct. And like I said, I think that there is a concept of federalism where states have rights and states need to assert those rights. We've seen such with the state of Texas down there on the border. I think that Indiana can do a lot more with some of these other states to make the federal government take us seriously. Beyond that, you talk to a lot of people, and there's just not a great understanding today of how our government's supposed to operate. I think that our state has to do a much better job at ensuring that the Hoosiers get educated on how our government works, what the Constitution's about, what the Bill of Rights is about, what private property rights are all about, and the concept of individual liberty. I think that today we've lost sight of a lot of that, and we seem to just let the people who enjoy the messiness of politics kind of govern us.
Yeah, and so what about bringing things back to the district, though, too? Because that's an important function for the state senate seat, right? So it's not all going to be here's how we represent at the federal level or how we represent at the state level to the federal level, but so much of what's coming back to the district. What are the plans? Do we have ambitions? Is there a plan for growth? Anything like that, Scott?
Yeah, Whitley County's doing pretty good all on its own. Of course, we have to have support from the state. But I think the best government is a government that governs least. So I think that's a big part of what role that I'll play.
Okay. So, but you're in favor of the school, though, and that's doing its thing.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch
your question. You're good with the school, though. Like, we're not talking about less government. Like, okay, we need less government. Like, not a school here. Like, we're not going to make those kinds of – you want investments.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's always something, but you look around and we've got a lot invested in our schools. I think that we have to continue to pay attention to the education, but it's just not throwing more money at it. We've got to be creative in what we do, and we have to make sure that our students learn critical thinking skills. It seems that today that we pass people through and we just want them to go along and roll through life and not really think about what's going on. But we need people that will challenge the status quo, and we'll stand up and really look out for the people and what's best for us.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. I appreciate Scott Wise. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Always good to talk to somebody like that. All right. So we got AT&T investing $1 billion, boosting network coverage in Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, and Evansville. And Heather Starr has those stories in the top three things that you need to know coming up here on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Podcasts by Federated Media.